As part of the WILO in Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading with 2020 Vision, we say good morning to Daryl Sanders.
Morning, guys.
Hey, thanks for calling.
How you doing, Daryl? How you doing, Daryl?
Hey, we're doing pretty good.
That's good. Have we still got all the PPE equipment that we need or you think we're going to need if we start going the other way?
Well, what we're doing right now, Ken, is we're stockpiling everything we can get from Homeland Security. They're finally starting to release some things. So right now, all the public safety people are getting their own with the grant money they've got for the county. So what we're doing at EMA is we're stockpiling some stuff in case this thing gets worse this fall and winter. So we're getting gloves, masks, we're getting hand sanitizer. We're also getting some digital thermostat or temperature, the digital
yeah.
temperature.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
monitor.
Yeah, come on, there you go, thanks. Think of it. We've also got we got 5,000 masks in that we can stockpile and hand sanitizer. And we'll be getting a little more later on, but each county put in a request for what they thought they would need to get them through the end of the year. And then after the first of the year, though, depending on how this virus progresses, there'll be more. But finally, the state got access to some supplies, and it's the chain's opened up now to where we actually can get some of the stuff that we've been needing. So what we're going to do at EMA is stockpile the stuff, and if it gets to the point where some of the public safety people can't get access to something, then we'll be the last line of defense.
Did you guys order more stuff, or do you know if people ordered more stuff or try to get their hands on more stuff in case things do get bad this winter as it has been predicted?
Well, that's what we're in the process of doing now, Ken.
Okay.
We're ordering face shields. We have the hand thermometers. We've got the surgical masks. We've got gloves. And now the gloves are for the, keep in mind, most of the stuff I'm talking about is for public safety, for law enforcement, fire, EMS, splash shields for their, and then hand sanitizer. So we're trying to stockpile that at EMA as a backup for all the public safety people in Clinton County.
So I take it you think you guys are pretty ready if this does go to a more of a pandemic-style thing this winter, as has been predicted?
That's what we're working towards, Ken.
Okay, all right.
And I would say we're probably about halfway there right now, to tell you the truth.
Okay. So overall, has this thing been going like you thought it would, or, you know, how's this thing been going for you?
Well, I'll tell you the truth. I'm pretty pleased. Like I said last time I was on here, I've got to give an awful lot of credit to the health department. They've done a wonderful job. The nice thing about Clinton County is all the departments are working together. We started right off the bat when the commissioners enacted our emergency plan, and that got us off on the right foot where everyone understood what their role and responsibilities are in that emergency plan. So there was not a lot of bickering about who's in charge of this and who's in charge of that, and it's worked out real well.
From when you're out and about, have you seen the public do the things that you think they should do, or is there something in particular that they're not doing that you think we should do more of?
Well, you know, that kind of falls on the health department, but I've been pleased when I go to shopping, and I don't go all that often, but of course I wear a mask, and the majority of the people I see are wearing masks, so and the social distancing. So I think if we keep doing that, I know we had a spike last week, I think, with some cases with the health department, but hopefully we can get that on a downward trend and keep it that way.
Have you been pleased so far with how the schools have been, what they've been doing, trying to keep things going?
Yeah, I talked to Dr. Han, and he kind of, when I deal with the school corporations, he's kind of the go-to guy, and he disseminates the information out to the other schools. But I'm very pleased with what they're doing so far.
Okay. Kevin, you got anything over there?
No, we just really appreciate Daryl's time.
Yeah. Daryl, is there anything we need to talk about that we haven't talked about that you would like to talk about?
There's a couple things.
Okay.
We have all the counties, the towns in the county covered with the hand crank radios now, except for Middle Fork, Sedalia, and Edna Mills, and we're going to take care of them next week. So,
all right.
All of our small towns will at least have a weather radio that's portable to take a hand crank if the power goes out. And another bonus is it charges your cell phone. So,
okay, that's great. That's great.
And eventually I'd like to be able to get everyone in the county, whether they live in a town or not. So that may be in my budget for next year. I'm working on a grant for that. So
okay.
I would love to get everybody that's out in the county one of these radios just for their own personal safety.
Okay. I saw one of those, Daryl. Russ brought his in from Little Lakes, and that's a really nice little piece of equipment.
Yeah, I got a real nice letter from Mr. Little out to Little Lakes and mm-hmm. Thanked us and said that the people appreciate it. So that makes it nice, and it's something that, you know, when you need it, you need it. So
yeah, absolutely.
So and the only other thing we've been doing is we've been working on our budget, and we got that turned in. I think we're in good shape there. But other than that, of course, every year we have to redo our emergency plan, which is like 638 pages. So
yeah.
God.
We have to just tweak it with adding information with, like, new fire chiefs out in the county, new department heads, that type of stuff. So that's what we're doing this summer and trying to get PPE. So other than that, that's the story on EMA.
Okay. We appreciate the time very much, Daryl. You guys take care. Thanks a lot for everything, and stay safe, okay?
You too. Thank you very much.
All right. Take care.
That's Daryl Sanders with RWILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading with 2020 Vision.